This news update's being brought to you by Ortis Ford in Bad Axe. For your best deal and award-winning service, shop Ortis Ford in Bad Axe. And American Flooring Center of Marlette, voted the best flooring stores of Sanilac County by Google Business Reviews 2025. Serving the entire Thumb and more, now including free padding with purchase and installation of carpet for a limited time. Good morning from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervantes with a look at your news for the hour. In Huron County District Court, with visiting Judge Prill filling in for the district judge, Ian Nathan Morley appeared before the court facing a misdemeanor for violating a restricted license. A charge could land him up to 90 days in jail and up to a $500 fine, alongside a civil infraction for public marijuana use. Morley entered a not guilty plea, but the real drama unfolded around his legal representation. Despite his request for a familiar face, the court assigned attorney Elizabeth Weisenbach, citing a potential conflict of interest with his previous counsel, who also represents the city of Harbor Beach, the very entity whose police chief issued Morley's citation. With a $3,500 personal recognizance bond set, Morley now faces a tight legal timeline. Plea offers are due by April 3rd, leading up to a critical plea cutoff date on April 16th. If no plea is finalized by then, the case heads straight to trial. The stage is set for a compelling legal battle in this unfolding Huron County saga. And James Matthew Learman's opted out for a high-stakes legal maneuver, trading a trial for a no-contest plea in a criminal sexual conduct case. The move, aimed at fending off potential civil lawsuits, comes at a steep price. Learman now faces up to 15 years in prison and a mandatory 25-year placement on the sex offender registry. This isn't a quiet admission. The court has affirmed that a no-contest plea is tantamount to admitting guilt for sentencing purposes. The deal saw prosecutors drop the initial primary charge, but the consequences for Learman are severe and life-altering. With the plea now accepted, the shift now focuses to May 11th, when Learman will return for sentencing, sealing his fate in a case that underscores the complex calculations within our justice system. And the fate of a marijuana grow facility was discussed during Lapeer City Commission hearing and meeting Monday. The hearing was regarding the city's denying the renewal of two marijuana grow licenses due to numerous complaints regarding odors. Andy Shango, who owns the two businesses, outlined a plan to address the odor coming from the establishments. He brought along his lawyer and engineer he hired to install a filtration system to work on the odor issue. The cost of the filtration system is more than $100,000. The system is expected to reduce the odor when it is installed, but it was noted that eliminating the smell of such a facility isn't guaranteed because the rooms aren't totally sealed as operations are ongoing. The odor is at its peak when plants are flowering, which is about every 2 months. Following the hearing, the commission approved postponing action until 6:30 p.m. Monday, April the 6th. And we'll return right after this word from our sponsor.
American Flooring Center in Marlette is the premier retailer of Harrigan flooring products. Shop performance-driven options like Paramount, Inception Reserve, Mannington, Genesis, Provident, and Metro Floor at American Flooring Center in Marlette. These floors deliver durability, waterproof construction, and realistic wood and tile looks for any room in your home or business. American Flooring Center provides the best installation of anyone in Sanilac County. And don't just take our word for it. American Flooring Center was voted the best flooring store of Sanilac County from Google Business Reviews. Get more value and a better performing floor from American Flooring Center in Marlette. Call 989-635-1111. That's 989-635-1111. Upgrade the surface you live and work on every day with American Flooring Center in Marlette. Call American Flooring Center in Marlette for a free measure at 989-635-1111. That's 989-635-1111.
And we're back with one obituary this morning. Joshua Sorensen, age 44, of Cass City, passed away Sunday, March 15th. He was born May 2nd, 1981, in Cass City. Josh is survived by his parents, Craig and Carolyn Sorensen of Cass City, his daughters, Morgan and Lily, his brothers, Jared and Justin, and his sisters, Caitlin. Funeral service will be held at noon, Thursday, March the 19th, in First Baptist Church, Cass City. Interment will be in Hillside Cemetery of Cass City, and memorials can be made to the family at their discretion or to the First Baptist Church, Cass City. Visitation will be from 10 a.m. until noon, Thursday, March 19th, at First Baptist Church, Cass City, and the family was assisted with arrangements by Cran's Funeral Home of Cass City.
Spring is here. Is your vehicle ready for the warmer months ahead? Now is the time for a spring checkup at Karg Automotive Muffler Man across from Murphy's Bakery in downtown Baddox. This is Bob Karg. Stop in for an oil change, spring inspection, or get your vehicle road trip ready. From brakes and shocks to AC service, mufflers, or even major engine and transmission repairs, choose Karg Automotive Muffler Man. Where price and quality meet, we'll do the job right the first time. Call 989-269-9741 for an appointment. Find us at 127 West Huron Avenue in downtown Baddox. Karg Automotive, home of the free loaner car. We would like to thank our customers for supporting us for the last 6 years.
And we're back with more news. The Department of Homeland Security has announced a new program offering a $2,600 exit bonus to undocumented migrants who chose to self-deport. The initiative aims to reduce the backlog of deportation cases by providing financial assistance and free travel to home countries such as India, Colombia, and China. The program is facilitated through a government mobile application where migrants can register for voluntary departure. Critics and supporters are currently debating the efficacy of such financial incentives versus traditional enforcement measures. And President Trump has warned Tehran that the United States will massively blow up the remainder of South Pars gas field if Iran continues to strike Qatari energy facilities. Trump emphasized that while Israel acted alone in its recent strike, the U.S. will defend its allies' infrastructure. The rhetoric is increased fears of a direct U.S. military intervention in the conflict, and international diplomats are calling for restraint to prevent a total collapse of regional security and global energy stability. And that's been a look at your news brought to you by Ortis Ford and Bad Axe. For your best deal and award-winning service, shop Ortis Ford and Bad Axe and American Flooring Center of Marlette, voted best flooring store of Sanilac County by Google Business Reviews 2025. Serving the entire thumb and more, now including free padding with purchase and installation of carpet for a limited time.
Spring into a new ride at Ortis. Take advantage of these sunshine deals before it's too late. Whether you're looking at buying or leasing, Ortis has a deal for you. How about a new Ford Mustang convertible with heated and cooled leather seats, heated steering wheel, remote start, 19-inch polished aluminum wheels, premium audio, and adaptive cruise control as low as $43,440? Lease a 2026 Explorer Active, plus seats 4x4 for 3 years for only $437 per month. Lease a 2026 F-150 XLT Crew Cab 4x4 Black Package for 3 years for only $440 per month. In stock are several different Ford Mavericks, including both hybrid and EcoBoost in various different colors. Current offers end March 31st. Payments are for AZ Plan customers with 10,500 miles per year and $2,000 due at signing. No security deposit is required. Payments include factory rebates for trade assist, renewal, and plan cash where applicable.
And that's been a look at your news for this hour. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm Russ Cervantes.